China's poison milk crisis broadened today with the European Union calling for an explanation of a Chinese dairy scandal that has made thousands of newborn babies ill. At the latest count, 6,244 children have become ill, 4 have died and 158 are suffering acute kidney failure, while as many as 10% of one producer's milk tested positive for the substance melamine, which is banned in food. A pontifical missionary priest and director of the Asian News Service, Father Bernardo Cervellera, says food security is at stake.
There is the problem of the security about food, because all this poisoning of milk, of fertilizer and food for animals and toothpastes and so on is very, very dangerous for the commerce of China. So many countries, they are taking their own reserves about commercing with China on dairy products and food products. On the other hand, there is the social problems of many migrant people and above all migrant mothers who have gone to the cities to work, and for the entire day they work, they don't have time to feed their children, and so they give to them through relatives and so on this milk formula, this baby formula and milk powder. Now they are absolutely desperate because they don't know what to give them, because this kind of baby formula of the San Lu and other companies' milk was very cheap. Instead, to find some milk powder from abroad and to buy them, they need perhaps 1 month's salary or less. This adds more problems to the very difficult economic situation that China is facing after the Olympic Games.